Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I'm Linda Irwin, and December is Remembering the Magic of Christmas Month. It's a very special time, and even the weather here is cooperating. We've got lots of glistening snow on the ground to look out at night as the moon hits it just right, and the moon is starting to get full again, too, so it's going to be even prettier. But in the meantime, I did want to remind everyone we've got huge numbers of prizes to be given away for Christmas gifts. So be sure to get into www.psychicsgonewild.com and look at the Magic of Christmas link. There you will find caricatures of our wonderful Psychics Gone Wild family and who they are at this magical time of the year. So look at those and think about what you'd like to say. What do those mean to you? What do you feel when you look at those caricatures? How does it relate to the magic and who we are? We'd love to hear from you. And what we're going to be doing is having you put your comments into the Contact Us link with your complete information, please. We do need that filled out so that we can contact you to let you know that you won and to get all of the prizes to you. So be sure to do that and have some fun and sit back and enjoy, because we're all getting ready to go wild for Christmas. In the meantime, I'm going to introduce the first of my co-hosts, Jan Drake Bakke. She's our animal totem guide, as you'll see in the caricatures, but also you know her for her wonderful animal totem readings and poetry. How are you, Jan?
I'm great, Linda. Thank you. Yeah. Those caricatures are so cool. I just love them, every single one of them.
Oh, me too.
Like everybody. Mm-hmm.
I want to keep them all and make them into ornaments.
I know.
They'd be so cute.
Well, they
while
are.
We're waiting for Lynn, who's coming in on the mm-hmm. Skype shuttle, did you want to share one of your magical poems?
Oh, sure. Okay. This is called Christmas Peace, and it's a short one. To start off, and it says, Christmas, a day of peace and a time to celebrate, where judgment may cease and love wins over hate, a time to give thanks, a time to declare, a blessed remembrance of love on earth, a time to share. And that's that. Mm.
Beautiful. Now we're going to bring on Lynn Bleasdale. She's our mystical, magical medium that's the connection to the other side. If you have a call, she often gets names and numbers and dates and all kinds of wonderful validating information. How are you, Lynn?
I'm good. Great to hear you guys.
You too, Lynn.
Oh. So what magical, mystical things have you got going on planned for Christmas?
For this show, actually, I was trying to research Christmas magic. And everything I pulled up was about commercial stuff, right? So I typed in non-commercial Christmas magic, and it still got commercial stuff. So I typed in real Christmas magic, and I actually got some really neat little stories to share with you.
And, all right.
Yeah, but for now, since we're just starting the show, I just read one little thing I pulled up here, and we can start the stories maybe after we've had a caller or something. The real Christmas magic is being thankful to God for what you've got and hoping for a better future. just a little meme I found. I thought that was kind of beautiful.
It's really
that
nice.
Is nice.
Yeah.
Love and I want to give a shout out to everyone in the chat room, including our wonderful Lori Connell, who is on Monday nights with Gary Wimmer. You ought to go back and listen to the show. She's got a beautiful poem in there. You really have to check out her own poetry, too. Jan and Lori are my favorite poetesses, I tell you.
Thank you, Linda. And you're my favorite. You are one of my favorite ones, too, with Lori.
Linda wrote an awesome little snowflake poem. You've got to read that, Linda.
Oh, I will in a little while. But first I wanted to invite our callers to know that we're doing a Magic of Christmas giveaway tonight. All five of the digital download from the music that we play on the show of mine. So that includes Sunset Lagoon, also Her Mirror is Broken Now, Bitmap Boogie, When the Planets Align, and, of course, Surfing the Net. So if you would like to get in on that, we want you to share a heart-touching, magical memory of Christmas from your past, or even from now. Or I will even accept what you'd like to have as magic for your future. So getting on to our first caller, are you ready to go wild?
Okay.
Ready.
Oh, we are so ready. Area code 631, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, my name is Rita.
Hi, Rita. And do you have a magical moment you want to share with us?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. My husband passed away 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was 3 years. He's gone.
Oh. That breaks my heart.
I know. I dreamt him three days in a row, and I just want to know if he's okay. Is everything okay? He's doing up there, everything.
Well, without actually turning any cards for you, I can tell you he is okay. We all are okay once we get over there, because we're no longer tied to all the physical pain and the mental and emotional pain that we experienced when we were here. And I really believe that him visiting you in dream time is his way of trying to let you know that. He sees what you're feeling and how you're missing him right now, getting so close to Christmas. But I will draw three cards and see what else I can get. I'm showing also for you meditation, the ambassador of light, and one who is one that fights for causes. Now, was he the type of person that spent a lot of time contemplating alone and also shining a light on people, and also somebody that would take on causes that he felt were worthy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was getting these three cards then as validation that we are connecting with him. But I'm going to let Jan and Lynn also help you on this. Jan?
Hi, Rita.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Good, good. How you doing? Okay. Ready for Christmas?
Yeah. Now we're getting ready for Christmas. We just got done with Thanksgiving. And
I know. A lot of food and everything, right?
It's like going too fast, though. I mean, I was still into Halloween. I'm not even ready really over that yet.
I know.
Anyway.
Everything goes too fast. Christmas, Thanksgiving, too fast, too fast. It's got to slow down a little bit.
It does. Really does. But I saw a lot of birds as you were talking, like a whole flock of, I don't know what they are. The very first animal I saw was a deer, though, and then I saw a big, huge flock of birds. So I always like birds because they just represent the air of, like, they're so free, you know. They're freeing. It feels free to me. And that's sort of how I felt about your husband, like he's free, you know. And he's okay, and that's sort of the message I get, is that he's free, he's okay, and there's a whole bunch of birds just flying, just it feels so good, you know.
Okay.
And but the deer says here, is the first animal that came in, more than ever, you need to trust your gut instinct, and you may be coming up for an adventure, one will that take you down many different paths and lead to many important insights. Be gentle with yourself right now. And it also says try to nurture yourself and stay away from any kind of negativity or anybody that's being aggressive or negative. You know, try to stay away from them because right now you just sort of need a little nurturing. And you're very sensitive and very intuitive and with others, and so that's a really positive thing that you have. And so I would just think of that during that time, during this time, especially during Christmas, because I know this is the hardest time for our loved ones, you know, when we think about our loved ones and stuff. But it also says to maintain a balance of authority and protection over nourishment and love and people that are close to you, and just know that everything is falling into place, and that you are follow your spiritual path, basically, and everything will fall into place. And so that's basically what the dear is saying here. So I just want to wish you luck, and I think of those birds and the feeling of him being free right now. He's free.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. Lynn?
That's fine.
Oh, sorry. Did you want to say something, Rita?
Yeah, I was just saying I'm glad to hear that, you know, he's okay and everything. And I don't know. I just... because I dream him, and I don't know if he can help me out on this. I dream him, and he says something about papers, and I can't figure it out. He came to me two days in a row and mentioned papers. I was supposed to give some papers to my daughter. I don't know what kind of papers they are.
Well, do you have? Can are there any papers you can think of that would?
No, mean? No at all.
Personal letters, anything he's written
no.
in the past? No way.
No.
Well, it may be something that is coming up for you. Maybe there's, I'm not getting anything on that, but I did get actually an image that I wanted to ask Jan about because you might have more insight. The first image I got for Rita was of a white feather.
Oh.
What would that mean,
Gosh,
Jan?
That could be a dove. You know, and white, I mean, dove is usually white. A lot of doves are white.
Mm-hmm. Is a white feather? Dove. Could be,
well,
yeah.
Dove represents people who are passed over, too. They come around to give the positive acknowledgement of your loved one's past.
Mm-hmm.
So that could,
yeah.
That could
yeah.
be it.
Yeah. Well, there, anyway, I got that image for you. And also, I'm wondering, do you have a coat or a piece of his clothing that you're hanging on to, that you keep going back to?
Yes, a vest.
Yeah, it's something that you kind of snuggle onto, and it makes you think of him, and it maybe even has his scent on it, you know?
Yeah, I got a vest in the closet. I keep on look at it.
Yeah, well, he sees you doing that because that image came up of you going to this piece of clothing that you're keeping, and it's got a special feeling of him. And do you have any bells or wind chimes around your house?
Outside.
I'm sorry?
I do have the wind chime.
Yeah, okay, well, listen for those chimes because he's going to, you'll hear him. Just trying to reach you through the tinkling of the chimes and listen for those. And I also got a name for you. I think this is a guide, someone who's helping you. It's a younger energy on the other side, and the name is Ben. The name is Ben, and he's with you when you're sad, and he's trying to help you get through this. He knows he's there. He's like a spirit guide for you.
Okay.
And on the 24th, can you find a place where there aren't any cross breezes or any drafts and light a candle on the 24th?
Okay.
And so the reason I don't want you to have any breezes, because you're going to see this candle dance. He's going to just connect with you with the dancing candle flame. So make sure it's not where you're getting other drafts. so there's no air currents making it go. And watch what happens on the 24th.
Okay.
Okay, Rita, and bless
okay.
you. We're sending you love on this time. We know how hard it is for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's fine. We're the ones that are not fine on this side because we miss them. But they're around us. They're only a thought away. Just you think of him, and he's around you. You know, and he knows that you're cuddling that vest. He's there when you're doing that. The love is always there. It never, never dies.
Okay.
That's Rita?
So thank you for everything. And have a nice Christmas.
Bless
I'm
you, Rita.
I'm going to try to
Rita.
Do something. Nice
and,
for you, dear. I'm going to send
you so
the
much.
Digital
have a good
downloads,
night.
Rita.
Okay,
Rita.
Bye-bye. Yes.
Okay. I'm sending
okay,
you
bye.
The digital downloads. I'll be giving out
okay.
more as the night goes on, but I want you to have the music. He wants you to have the music.
Oh,
that must mean something to him. You must have listened to music together.
Okay.
Okay. All right. What I need you to do, though, I've got your telephone number here. I will send it to Jethro so that he can get the form. I need you to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and use the contact us form. Fill in your name and your phone number and your email address, and then say that you were the winner on December 2nd of digital music, okay? And as soon as he gets that form to me, I will send it to you, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Rita. You have a great night.
You
take
too.
Care, Rita.
Good night.
Have a what?
Good night. Have
good
a
night.
Nice
good
Christmas,
night.
All you.
Good Christmas
all of you
to
too.
You, Rita.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Lynn, did you want to share another one of your Christmas of
well,
real magic?
Yeah, I'm going to read, hang on, I'm going to read the first story because it seems particularly apt after Rita's call. And it's this is called The Christmas Visit. And these are apparently true stories. And it was around Christmas time. Maybe 1995 or 96, at my aunt's house on a reservation in North Dakota. Some of my family was in the living room watching television. The kids were playing or sleeping in the other rooms, and my uncle, aunt, and I were sitting at the table putting a puzzle together. My cousin, who worked at a casino, would come home around midnight or 1 a.m., and this night, as she pulled up and was walking toward the house, she looked in the window and saw me sitting at the table, my uncle sitting across from me, and someone standing to the left of me, and someone standing in the corner. She continued into the house, thinking nothing of it. When she got in, she said hellos, put her stuff away, came and joined us at the table. As we were sitting there talking, she looked at me and asked who was standing next to me a few minutes ago and who was in the corner. I told her no one, but she insisted there was someone standing next to me. It looked like your mom, and she was playing with your hair, she said. She said this person was running her hand on my hair like a mother does to a child. It kind of freaked me out, being I was probably only 12 or 13 at the time. She swears someone was standing over me, rubbing my head and watching me put the puzzle together, and there was another person standing behind this person. All of my family was accounted for. We got around to thinking it was probably her mom she saw. She passed away on her birthday a week before Christmas back in 1992. However, we didn't figure out who the person was in the corner. But now, around Christmas time, something strange always happens, and we just think it's her visiting us.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do like to play with your hair, I notice. Say, if you feel
I know,
that funny
I know.
Little... Yeah. Yeah. If Rita's still listening, like, feel for that. Sometimes they'll just touch your hair lightly, and it's a tickly feeling. Fuzzy tickle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now I've got some other stories here, but I'll put them in like Christmas raisins in a cake during the show.
Oh, cool.
The next one we'll do is the toy phone call. It's quite neat. And they're all Christmas
okay.
stories. Yeah.
Well, I'll go ahead and read my twin snowflakes then. How's that?
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She swirled down from the sky. Her siblings twirled nearby. The multitudes did nothing to ease her. She was not sure what it took to please her. She stretched out white crystalline arms. she concentrated on sending her charms. Then to the ground gently she did land, and discovered she was touching a hand. The glove was warm, thick, and wool. She felt the hand gently begin to pull. She witnessed the face of a child, partly of innocence, but excited, wild. "Looky," cried the boy as he ran, "I got me a snowflake on my hand." She started to feel herself changing. Her icy water structure began rearranging. Then soon she had turned into a drop of water. This child of the sky, this cloud's daughter. The child stripped the glove and laid it aside. It appeared for this snowflake the end of the ride. She felt herself moving in pure liquid form. So this was her life? This was her norm? Now she touched something just like herself. A watered-down snowflake? The tear of an elf? "I was once like you," he whispered soft, "and I remember my time and life oft." "We are still alive," she answered. "Are we? Just now that we are liquid like the great sea." The water joined together. Their new life begins. For no matter how they started, they are now twins. The end.
Beautiful.
That is so amazing. I just love that poem, Linda.
Thank you. I wrote that about 4 years ago.
Well, yeah, it's works on a few levels there. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
Yeah.
You want something else that works on a few levels? How about psychicsstore.com? We'll take a moment and listen to what they have to offer.
Is what you are experiencing normal or paranormal? What does it mean? Get the facts. Get your answers at www.psychicsstore.com, which covers a wide variety of information, even videos and photographs available at the click of a mouse. You will come across some of the most excellent deals on psychic and paranormal books and items for sale there. If you are making plans to do some serious paranormal activities, then they provide you a one-stop shop for all your requirements. They offer you a broad collection of books related to paranormal research and psychic phenomena. Their haunted house decors and other mystical and paranormal related items allow you to relish and derive the maximum out of your ghost hunt. Not only do they extend you the best deals on paranormal and psychic items, they will also offer you informative articles, resources, and links. So, is your experience paranormal? Let www.psychicsstore.com, that's PSYCHICSSTORE.com, help you discover for yourself.
A great place to go if you want to gain an understanding of what all the metaphysical, paranormal, and spiritual phenomena are. You are listening to Psychics Gone Wild. 773-897-6461 is the number to call. And I'd like to take on another caller. How about you guys?
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Area code 651. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi.
Hi.
And
it's
who's
Leslie?
This?
Leslie.
Leslie. Do you have a story to share tonight?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I guess I'm just curious about the man that I'm living with keeps bringing up marriage, if that would be a good move for us or just continue like we are doing.
Okay, the three cards that I'm pulling for you actually show wisdom. I'm showing the communication card, and I'm showing the moving card. I don't know if this means a physical move for both of you or that you are moving closer together, but it does seem to appear very positive that the intentions are good.
Okay.
Okay, Dan?
Hi. What was your name again?
Leslie?
Oh, yeah, Leslie. me write that down. I just like to have the names when I put the when I see the animals. Bear comes in right away, and the words for it are self-sufficiency, introspection, ancient wisdom, self-confidence, and just discrimination. Bear teaches strength from within, understanding that the answer to every question lies within. You prefer not to rely on others, but to go within yourself for whatever you need to do to find the inner strength to do it. Finding time to meditate or simply be quiet on your own is important for you. Also, to hatch out new ideas and creative endeavors, your judgment is usually sound and invariably respected. This may be a good time for you to sit alone and think about what you are undertaking right now. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that's what it's telling you to do, is to do that and let yourself go inside and feel yourself a little bit and feel how what your intuition is saying to you, and connect with your spirit within. It's always, you know, such a good, nice thing to do. I didn't get your question, but I hope that helped.
Yeah, that does. Yep.
Okay, good.
All right. Lynn?
Hi there.
Hi.
First thing I got on my little piece of paper here is a big heart. I just immediately drew a heart. I have a feeling you've got a really good relationship here. I picked up a name, and I think it's a gentleman on the other side, and the name is Walt or Walter, and the number 4 comes up for you.
Okay.
And as long as you keep a space of your own, and that could be a physical space or an emotional space, I don't see no bad feelings coming up about this. I think you've got a very loving relationship with the two of you. It works married, it works not married. So it's whatever you feel in your heart. I think that's what that little heart was that I drew.
Okay.
Look into your heart if that's what you want. There's no reason to go for it. Or not to go for it, I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, I get a really lovely energy from your, you know, your question gives a good energy, a very expansive and warm one. And as I say, the first thing I drew was a beautiful little heart. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
So, yeah,
get my ego fears out of the way.
Are you afraid perhaps that you'll lose yourself if you get married?
Yes, because I've already been married and that happened, so.
Yeah, that's what that message is about, keeping a little space for yourself.
Okay.
Even if you can make a little meditation room or a space in a room, but just keep a little bit for yourself, and you can do very well.
Okay, wonderful.
There's a lot of
thank
love
you.
There. Yeah, okay.
Oh, thank you, Leslie.
Thanks.
Okay.
Have
take
a Merry
easy,
Christmas,
Leslie.
And we hope to see you again before Christmas.
Okay, you guys too.
All right. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Jan, would you like to share another magical poem to us, please?
Oh, for sure. Let's see. Okay. This is the one that I shared last year, I think, on Unseen World. I don't think I shared it with Psychics Gone Wild. So anyway, it's called The Night Before Christmas. And 'twas the night before Christmas, and all through our home, not our cat Kiki was stirring, nor our dog Gypsy, just us falling to sleep to a poem. Steve and I woke up to a flurry, a gentle blue light looking over us so lovingly with sparkles of silver and white. A portal window appeared suddenly, and we were amazed to see all of our beloved family and friends in heaven as we gazed. They were smiling big and happily, then letting us know they are always right here with us, just a prayer away, never letting us go. The portal then closed, and we fell back to sleep, Later, not sure if it was a dream or real, but a memory we would keep. Merry Christmas to our loved ones and friends who have passed on. May we always see their smiles. They will never be gone. And that's it.
Oh, wow.
Lovely.
How inspirational. I love it.
Yeah,
it's very true. It's very true. They are never gone.
That's true. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm.
Oh.
Yep. All right. Lynn, did you have a little bit more?
Well, should we do the toy phone call?
Oh, please.
This resonates a lot with me because when I was a little kid, I would hear and they would actually manipulate my toys and sing to me. You know, before you learn that, you're not supposed to do that, right? So this one, I love this one here. In 1960, I was 5 years old, Sandy says. I lived in the beautiful Berkshire Hills in Massachusetts. Our telephone was hung fairly high on the wall, too high for me to reach without help. It was late in the morning on Christmas Day. My dad and brother had gone out to shovel snow. My mom was in the shower, and I was playing with my new Chatty Cathy doll. I wanted to call my grandmother to tell her all about my wonderful Christmas presents, but I knew I would have to wait for my mom to get out of the shower because I could not reach the telephone. I was becoming increasingly impatient, so I decided to pretend to call my grandmother on the toy telephone I had also gotten for Christmas. Back then, where I lived, there were no dial phones. All calls were operator-assisted, and when I picked up the receiver on my toy telephone, I distinctly heard an operator say, "What number, please?" I was shocked, but I told her my grandmother's number, which I still remember to this day. I heard the phone begin to ring, and soon my grandmother, with her heavy Italian accent, was saying hello. I immediately began telling her all about my Chatty Cathy doll, but what she wanted to know was where was my mother. I explained that my mother was in the shower and my dad and brother were outside. She knew I could not use the telephone by myself and asked me how I had climbed up to use that phone so high up on the wall. I explained that I had called her on my toy telephone. She laughed heartily before telling me to have my mother call when she got out of the shower. When my mother got out of the shower, I tried to tell her that I had really talked to Grandma on my toy phone, but that she wanted my mother to call her. My mother laughed like my grandmother did, but since I kept insisting that she call Grandma, she finally did. When she discovered that I had really talked to my grandmother, I got in big trouble. My mother insisted I had somehow dangerously climbed the wall to use the phone. I insisted that I had called Grandma on my toy phone, and I got in bigger trouble for lying. I spent the rest of Christmas morning in my room, supposedly thinking about my dangerous antics and lying to my grandmother and mother. I was frustrated about that, but I couldn't help but smile over the fact that I had somehow called my grandmother on my toy telephone that Christmas morning. It had to be magic.
Wow.
Ooh.
Cool, eh?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Love
I believe
that.
Absolutely.
The
spirits
do manipulate telephones.
Yeah.
Trust me on that one. I've gotten calls from spirit before. Jane's roommate, my friend Jane, her roommate, his wife had crossed over, and her son both have called me on the telephone. And they talk really, really, really rapidly. And it's like, I could tell it's them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just their way of saying, we're here, we're here. And I did give a couple of readings to her roommate, so... That was interesting.
Wow.
Neat.
Wow. It's a very cool world.
It is.
Yeah.
And another time, my sister-in-law was here, and a friend of hers had been very sick and in the hospital for a very long time. And she came to me with her cell phone and showed me the message. She said, "I don't know what this means. I got this as a message." And it was from him, but he had already crossed over, but it was his number that was showing. But the message was 1111111111. That was all there was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
Yep.
And I said, "Oh, I know what that means. He feels like $1,000,000 now." So, all the ones.
Oh, that's neat.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It is.
All right.
Okay. Well, should we get on to our next caller?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Area code 215, you are on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Jackie, hi.
Jackie. How are you guys?
Jackie.
Good.
Doing good.
Good.
Do you have a story to share with us?
I just have a memory. I didn't have a great relationship with my dad, but I have a memory of him. I think it was Christmas Eve. I'm one of six kids. I have a twin. Me and my twin are the youngest. That he took us out on a sleigh ride because it was snowing that night and pulled us around on the sleigh. Like, that's like just a memory that I have.
That's a lovely
and it was like
nice.
Yeah, it was a beautiful night. Like, I think the stars were out, and I must have been, like, I don't know, pretty young. But anyway, that's my memory.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's a beautiful memory, and it definitely deserves some digital download music, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Jackie, I happen to know that all you got to do is go to www.psychicsonwild.com and put in the contact us, who you are, your phone number, your email. I will send your phone number to Jethro privately, and he will get the form to me so I can send you those. But in the meantime, what can I do for you?
I just wanted to know what is in store for me love life-wise.
I see an older male, someone who is apprenticing or taking on a different job than what he had before, trying something new. And I also see you as one who is very intelligent and very intuitive, and you will know when he's the right one. And that's basically all they're going to tell me on this. I'd hate to be so mysterious, but that's just about all they're going to give me tonight on that. Is that okay?
Is there a time frame?
No, I personally don't get time frames. Things can change so in the blink of an eye, depending on our freedom of choice. But as it stands right this moment, that's what I get, but it doesn't give me a time frame.
Okay.
Jan?
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Hi. It's a bunny rabbit right now. For
Pardon
you
me?
Right now. Uh-huh. And
I'm sorry,
it's
I didn't
it's,
know.
It's a bunny rabbit. I see a bunny.
Oh. Okay.
And I see a dog and a bunny.
I don't know if you have a dog right around you, but that's what I saw right away when you called was a dog. And then, but then I see a bunny in a bunch of grass. And let's see if I can get there. I guess I cannot through that one, but the dog was very predominant. Do you have any dogs, just out of curiosity?
I have two dogs that have crossed over, and right now I've been adopted by a kitty cat.
Oh. Okay. Oh, that's sweet.
Mr.
This dog. This dog was a little white dog. Let's see, we're at it, 313. It looked sort of smaller. And I really don't know what kind it was, though, but it was sort of a smaller dog.
Both my dogs were greyhounds.
Were greyhounds? Okay. But anyway, the rabbit says, this is a very creative time for you. It's important to quickly take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way unexpectedly. Be extra vigilant for the next couple of days, and if anything threatening shows up, leave as quickly as possible. Rather than step-by-step progress, you'll see it happen in leaps and bounds. And it also says, try a vegetarian diet for the next few days and pay attention to how you feel.
I am a vegetarian.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And then it says, you're going to find yourself going through a period of quiet and stillness followed by a burst of intense activity. So that's kind of neat. And then you're a great strategist, always ready with a backup plan and quite agile.
and adept at shifting plans as the need demands, particularly in stressful situations. Is that true?
I like to think it's true.
Oh, good.
It's
so
hard
anyway,
for me to be objective.
Huh?
It's hard for me to be objective, but...
Oh. So anyway, that it says you're very sensitive, articulate, artistic, and have a lot of wisdom that often surprises others.
Oh, wow. That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, Lynn.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
You were asking about your love life. And
I was.
Yeah. I'm picking up that right now. Is there someone that you'd like to pay attention to you in a more romantic way and they're not?
No. Like, I really haven't come across anybody that's kind of, like, suitable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe I'm reading this wrong. Are you you're meeting people that don't work for you, right?
I'm not really meeting that many people, and the men that I do work around, they're all married, and I'm not interested in them like that.
Okay.
And the clientele I work with are pretty much homeless, so
yeah.
You know, that's kind of not what I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure what that meant, but it says here, someone not paying attention in the way you'd like. So next, and then I wrote to that, don't worry about that. Use this time to work on your inner energy because you're going to need to be a very whole, strong person around June when you're going to meet a Taurus energy. I'm picking up the name John, but it's not John, it's more foreign. It's like Johan, if you know what I mean. And the number 18 comes up, and the month of June. He's a slightly older man. Be on the lookout for that. And this person is going to, you're going to meet your match in this person. So you're going to need to have something to lay down on the other side because this person's going to be, well, as I say, your emotional match, like somebody who is going to be able to work with you and your energy.
Oh, good. So that's
going to
be a romantic partner?
I'm feeling it's going to be friendship first because you'll meet this person, I think, in a professional capacity, but it can turn into romance. And I think the best romances start with friendship. So
right.
Keep your eye out for a Johan. It's like it's John, Johan, or a variation on the name John.
Mm-hmm.
Taurus energy, slightly older person, and the number 18 could be the 18th of June. I am getting the month of June to just keep your eyes open and pay attention to people you're meeting. And if there's someone who kind of irritates you, that could be him. You know what I mean? Yeah, it won't be all mushy and romantic. This person's gonna make you sit up and take notice. Right?
Huh.
And they'll challenge you too. They will challenge you. They aren't going to be all wishy-washy. They're going to be someone who meets your strength with their strength, and it could be completely awesome. Fireworks, you know? Yeah.
Cool.
That's what I wrote down for you, and that's what I got for you, and I'm hoping they're giving it to me right.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, Jackie.
Awesome, Jackie. Thanks.
Well,
remember to put in.
All
remember
right,
to go
you
put
so
in
much.
Your information over there to claim your prize. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Bless you, Jackie.
All right. You
thank
guys
you.
Too.
You too.
Bye.
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 Yeah, astrology does play into it a lot because I know we believe in astrology. Therefore, we tend to attract that to us. I've managed to overcome a lot of my astrological traits, and some I haven't. I'm still that Capricorn in many, many ways, but I'm not the somber, moody type. I'm the let's go have fun type. But
yeah.
Astrology is an excellent subject, and I think if you want to learn more about astrology and other, psychic stuff, you can go to bluemoonnow.net. We'll have a listen to them.
What is in the stars? For you. How can astrology help you in every aspect of your life? What does the time of your birth reveal about you? With over 1,000 publications on hundreds of astrological subjects from different cultures and pertinent to an infinite variety of aspects, some only a few dollars, but all very reasonably priced, what are you waiting for? Go to www.bluemoonnow.net and browse the comprehensive selection from the noted authors and astrologers from around the world. Click on the video section for hundreds of videos you can watch and learn from for free. Embrace your authentic self. Learn how you chose this time to be born and what it means for you. Free readings are also available. Empower yourself by visiting www.bluemoonnow.net astrology and psychic store today. That's BlueMoonNow.net. They are powered by Amazon, the world's most trusted seller, and happily sponsor Psychics Gone Wild.
And while we're in the Blue Moon category, I want to remind everybody a lot of the beautiful jewelry prizes and crystals that you see that we give out is from Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. And you can find them by going to www.jessrosmith.net and clicking on the Metaphysical Shop. All right, Jan, can you share another poem with us, please?
Sure. Okay, this one is called A Shining Star. It's not about judgment, it's about empowerment. It's not about which story is correct, it's about the essence of any of the stories that hit our heart more than the intellect. It's not about how good you are, it's about how you can receive guidance from a shining star. It's not about a perfect record, it's about having a good life and filling it with a kind word. Jesus sees us and can be seen, Christmas 2014.
Ooh. And
I had
Santa
to put a Jesus
home in. Us too, right?
Yes, Santa and the elves for sure.
Well, before I have Lynn share another one, I kind of wanted to interject a thought tonight. You know, when we're really little, we get all excited about the coming of Santa Claus. We know he's there. We believe he's there. Sometimes we wake up in the middle of the night and hear something on the roof, and we're just sure that his sleigh and his reindeer are up there getting ready to come down the chimney, or if you don't have a chimney, whatever means they can come into the house and leave you presents. Even though later on we find out, well, all this time it's been our parents that have been telling us this tale and bringing us these presents and pretending it's from Santa. And I think when we go through that revelation, it kind of shakes us up a little bit. But why do we have to lose that? Because I believe that whatever we create, whether it's created for us or created by us, does exist in some way. I believe that Santa really does exist. He exists in our heart. He exists in our spirit. He exists in our mind. He exists in the kindness that we share. What do you guys think?
Wow, absolutely.
I completely agree. Yes.
Yep. You don't want to lose your sense of wonder ever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Lynn, how about you share another one of your wonderful stories?
Okay, I'm going to let you guys choose because there's one here that resonates with what I just said, and the other one is the meditation visit. They're all Christmas stories. Maybe I'll read the Santa one first. It's called The Miracle on the Roof here. This experience took place on Christmas Eve, 1976, in Gresham, Oregon. Although this story may seem beyond belief, I assure you it is very true. It is proof, to me anyway, that miracles still do occur. When I was 5 years old, I witnessed what I believed to be a miracle one Christmas Eve. My dad had just taken a job in Grants Pass, Oregon, which left my mom and me alone for the first time on Christmas. It was difficult not having my dad there, and we had always been together for the previous Christmases. I was sleeping in my mom's room that Christmas Eve when we heard something out on the roof. Of course, being a young boy at that time, I thought it was Santa, but my mom thought it might be a burglar. She told me to stay in bed as she got up and cautiously went to the window. I was both excited and a little afraid, since she was so afraid. Although I thought it could be Santa, I also knew it could be an intruder. Mom just stood there and stared, not saying anything. I asked her what was out there, and she just stared out the window. As she came back to the bed with a mesmerized look on her face, I jumped out of bed and ran to the window. What I saw was Santa, his sleigh, and reindeer flying off our roof into the sky, just like you'd see on a Christmas card. My mom and I didn't talk about that night, or what either of us saw. I thought it was normal, and she thought she was losing it. She called her dad that night and told him what we had seen, and he told her that my dad's leaving must have really caused her to be hitting the bottle. He really thought she was losing it. He was quite concerned for her sanity. Years later, when I was in high school, we had to tell a Christmas story in our German class. I told the one I just shared with you. My friends laughed at me, not believing my story. I never heard the end of it after I told them I was serious. They really didn't know what to think of me after that. It gets even stranger. When I was leaving the classroom that day, a kid who I didn't know came up to me and said, "You know, that was a great Christmas story. If one truly believes, he may at one time in his life experience what you experienced." That kid left and I never saw him again. Who was he? An angel? A messenger? I don't know. Anyway, when I got home that day, I had to ask my mom what she had seen on that Christmas Eve. Again, we had never talked about it, so I didn't really know what she saw that night. But I didn't know. All I could remember was how quiet she was that night and how mesmerized she was. I wanted to know what she saw, in fact, to see if I had imagined everything. My mom went on to tell me that it was a very difficult Christmas not having my dad around, but a miraculous one with what had occurred. When I asked my mom that evening what had happened that evening, she just kind of looked down, almost in embarrassment. Then she looked at me and said, "I hope you don't think I'm nuts, but I saw Santa's sleigh and reindeer leaving our roof, taking off up into the sky. The snow-covered roof had animal prints and disturbed snow where the sleigh had been sitting." She smiled and asked what I saw that evening, and I told her I saw the sleigh and reindeer up in the sky. The timing of what we saw fits perfectly. I just got up from the bed as she was leaving the window, and she saw the reindeer and the sleigh just before what I saw. I even heard bells in the sky that night, and my mom told me she did as well. We heard and saw the exact same thing, which was truly a Christmas miracle that year when we really needed one. And yeah, you may experience a miracle that's very personal to you, which only God and you know. Keep on believing. Miracles do happen if one believes.
Oh, I agree.
I just love it. Fantastic.
Yeah. Well,
and I believe sharing about those miracles, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because you never know. There might be someone out there that's afraid to speak out about what they're experiencing. But if they hear you talking about it, they'll be more comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Wish more people had been accepting of what that kid and that mom had to say.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. It's cool that the adult saw it, too. I like that part.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I believe them. I completely believe them.
Yeah. And the two different reactions are hilarious, right? She thinks she's going bonkers, and the kid's, yeah, this is cool. This is normal. Yeah. Always listen to the children. Yeah.
That's what happened to me when I was 8 years old. My mom woke me up to look out my bedroom window at the park over the park behind our house, and here was this very large disc-shaped object with, oddly enough, Christmas-colored lights swirling around on the outside of it. And that was my first conscious connection with the Star family. It was when I was 8 years old in the summertime. So
your mom saw it, too. Your mom saw it, too.
Yes, she did. She's the one that woke me to see it.
Wow.
It's good to have parents who are already metaphysically inclined, eh?
Very, very much so. I wish everyone could have them, but then I guess everyone has signed on for the lessons of forget to relearn everything.
Yeah.
But some of us had to get right up to speed in a hurry, so we got good parents that were already on board with everything, pun intended, by the way.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, should we take another caller?
Yep.
Yeah.
All righty. Area code 516, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Your name? Yes.
My name's Emma.
Emma.
Oh, Emma. Are you the Emma in the chat?
I am.
Oh, hi,
hi
Emma.
Emma.
How are
you?
Do you
have a story to share?
I don't have a story, but I definitely have a question.
Okay.
Okay.
Want to know about the guy that I've been talking to recently. His name's Matt. Just what's going to happen with us.
Okay, I'm seeing a little bit of resistance coming from them. I'm not sure what the resistance is about, but it seems to indicate more patience, more communication, more understanding, and getting things out in the open. I don't know. That's basically what the cards are showing me. They're giving me those three things for the cards, is to overcome the resistance by being more open. Does that resonate?
Yes, but more on my end, I think, than his.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I was showing a him, but maybe it was just in reference to him. Okay, Jan?
Hi, Emma.
Hey.
I see the sea lion, and it says, this is a time to let yourself experience joy and be playful. Listening to all that's around you is important, especially to yours and others' feelings. Take the time to stretch or to do yoga to keep your body flexible. This is a time to stay attuned to your natural rhythms, such as sleeping when you're tired, eating when you're hungry, and exercising when you feel the urge to do so. The cycle of challenges and hardship is complete, and you're now moving into a time of plenty and abundance. So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
And it says, you may be involved in a lot of right brain activity to the point when you feel off balance and ungrounded and want to get a bit more down to earth without losing touch with your creative side. So just that in itself, if that is happening to you, you know to try and work on that. And you may be going through a major change of life right now, and the need for some extra strength and protection is what you need, and to help you steer clear through the waters that could be a little bit turbulent right now. So definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's saying to let yourself experience some playtime so you can, you know, offset some of that turbulence and stuff. This was about you and your relationship, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, Lynn.
Hi, Emma. I've got some stuff written down for you. Maybe Jan and Linda can help me. I'm getting the number 11, but I think it's in the meaning of the number. Do you guys remember offhand what that is?
Manifestation. What you think you will bring to you.
Okay. Yeah, it's more like a number, not like a date. I'm getting it's the number 11, and that what Linda just said is what that indicates for you. Now, the resistance you say is coming from you. But
I think the resistance is on both ends.
Okay. Well, I would like to suggest, though, that the resistance you're feeling might be an instinct on your part. I got a little caution sign here that I drew. And it just says caution. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Just be a little careful. Maybe he's playing with you a little bit. Just make sure. But I'd say take this thing lightly for now. See if it maybe develops into something deeper, but I would just keep it light and just observe what's happening, because the little caution, just be a little cautious.
Okay.
You know, don't jump in too heavily. And that number 11, Linda says, is a number of manifestation. So it may not apply to the relationship. It may be something a goal you have in your life. It may be saying, focus on what you're doing, your dreams and hopes. Don't give up what you're doing for a relationship just now. Focus on your own inner development. And I also picked up the name Jeremy. I'm not sure if that has any meaning for you, but you can see who's on the other side that might be saying hello to you.
Okay. Jeremy?
Jeremy.
Okay.
Great,
thank you.
Yeah, if it means, if you want to call us back and let us know if that any of that makes sense for you, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Take care,
thank
Emma.
Thank you.
Take care.
It easy, Emma.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye,
Emma.
Bye. And Psychics Gone Wild is bringing the magic and has found the spirit of Christmas, December, all month long. We encourage you to get into psychicsgonewild.com. Look over the caricatures there. Lynn's will be coming soon, so check back daily. It will be in there soon. Lynn is our medium communicator. She's the operator to the other side, connecting the names and the numbers for you. And, of course, Jan is our animal totem scout. She's out there in the wilderness, all the animals coming to her, giving her messages. Me, I'm Space Girl. I'm the one that's contacting all the people out in space, as I do in real life. And Jethro Smith, he's the gatekeeper. We've got White Knight Chris. We've got Princess Nature Princess Lori. So many more to choose from. We've got Dr. Dina. She's our medical healer. And wonderful Patty. She's our lovely white witch who has all the answers when it comes to what you can do to bring love to your life. So go over and check out those caricatures and then use the Contact Us link and write a paragraph or two about what these caricatures mean to you. Winners will get up to $500 in prizes. We have all kinds of prizes, including books, music, jewelry, some Blue Moon treasures, and even some readings. So be sure to get in also to the only Facebook group that is the real Psychics Gone Wild, www.facebook.com/groups/wildpsychics. We have the caricatures in there. Check out the photo section, look them over, and post your responses in there too. All right. Well, let's get back to the stories about Christmas. Lynn, did you have a meditative one?
Yeah, it's called Meditation Visitation. Okay. This incident happened on New Year's Day 2008 in Vancouver, BC, Canada. My grandmother passed away suddenly from natural causes on Christmas Eve, which shocked and crushed us. My family is Buddhist, so the past few days we've visited a temple and meditated in her honor. My mom purchased this small radio-like box that repeatedly plays a meditation, and she has left that on my grandmother's room throughout the day for the last while. Sorry. Okay, on Monday, December 31st, that was one week anniversary of my grandmother's death, and according to Chinese traditions, the deceased return home to visit their loved ones. As usual, my parents had the box playing throughout the day and turned it off before they went to bed. And here's where it gets weird. The next morning, on New Year's Day, my mum woke about 9 o'clock to use the bathroom, and she distinctly heard a soft song of meditation, just like the one heard from the box. She asked my dad if he'd left it on the night before, and he said no. Thinking she had imagined it, she went back to sleep. Around 10 a.m., my dad woke up and heard the same soft sounds of meditation. He started wondering if he had indeed forgotten to turn off the box and went into my grandmother's room to check, only to find it off. How can you explain both of my parents hearing the meditation? We've eliminated the possibilities of it coming from our neighbor's house or TV. My boyfriend believes it was my grandmother's way of letting us know she is still around and that she is all right. It's a little spooky, but I find comfort in my grandmother letting us know she's around through the meditation.
Really nice.
Yeah, sorry,
very
I lost
nice.
My voice there about that. Sorry for the coughing.
Oh,
there.
It's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's kind of cool. I love that.
Yeah.
They often do it through music, eh? I've very often heard music when they're around spirit.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys must have too, eh? It's very, very common way. Mm-hmm.
Yes, one I heard recently was right to my right side. It was about a week ago. I was sitting here and I was reading on Facebook. My cousin was posting about Karen, her sister that had crossed over a year ago from pancreatic cancer. And all of a sudden I start hearing this little tinkly little tune that sounds like either a ringtone or somebody playing a video game, but there's nothing going on over here. So I just sat and listened to it. It lasted about 10 seconds. It was pretty amazing.
You talked about that.
Yeah, it wasn't just my cousin Karen, but their mother as well, Aunt Mary, who was also on the other side, just stopping in to say hello, and we see what you're doing. So they will do that for you. They will validate. And they love to use music to do it, too.
Yeah.
That's so neat.
Yeah,
well,
I find
speaking.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, speaking of music, there was one caricature I didn't mention yet, and there's a reason for that. Lori Connell, who's so diligently working the chat room tonight for us, and she's been on with us recently and read beautiful poetry and shared in the conversation, works with Gary L. Wimmer. He is our lithomancy person on Monday night and reads the vibrations of the stones to give you bits and pieces of weeks, months, and all of that for what your future potentially holds. I'd like to go ahead and play a song by him, if I can find it here, When Our Hearts All Beat Together. That way everybody can take a breath and relax, and then we'll get back to taking calls and talking some more about the magic of Christmas on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hopes that there is an end in sight to the crazy games that we
that was When Our Hearts All Beat Together by Gary Elwimer, our Monday Night Person with Lori Connell. One way you can never, ever miss another episode is follow Psychics Gone Wild by clicking the follow button up there at the top of the screen. That way you get all of the upcoming episode information right to your email inbox. And you know what? Music is wonderful, but books are good too. And I've got to tell you about one that you're going to love. And that is Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, Awakening Your Intuition. It's by Jethro Smith. You can find that on Amazon.com. Get a hold of that. Give it as a Christmas present to yourself or to someone that you love. All right, getting back to Dan, do you have another poem?
I do. Is that a puppy dog in the background?
I'm sorry, that's my little dog, Bo, and he's trying to get on the radio.
It sounds so cute. His name is Bo?
Her name is Bo, yeah. She's she wants to put in her 2 cents worth, and I told her she knows. Yeah, so trying to keep her quiet.
No, I liked hearing her. We had a dog named Bo, a male dog growing up. Yeah. Black lab.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Hello,
this
Bo.
Is called... Hi, Bo. This is called Holiday Bright. May your Christmas be swell. May your health always be well. May you have much prosperity. May you always receive love and sincerity. May you always dwell in sparkling light. May your holiday be magical and bright. And that's all.
Oh, pretty.
Oh,
you should work
at
Hallmark, Jan.
I know. Yeah. Some of them are like Hallmark kind of things, aren't they?
They are.
Better than Hallmark because they're more authentic to me.
True.
Aww.
More from the
Thank
heart.
You.
Very much so.
Thank you.
And Lynn, did you have any more of the stories or...?
No, but I was a bit worried before that it was running on a bit, so I'm going to read the last paragraph of the Miracle on the Roof.
Okay.
So, yeah, they saw Santa and the reindeer and the mom saw it. So this is the last paragraph of that story. So was it really Santa that night my mom and I saw, or was it a miracle that God had sent us for us to see, especially due to how difficult that Christmas was? I believe it was both. A miracle and Santa. I truly believe that the God who created the universe and its billions of planets has absolutely no limitations and therefore would have no problem giving us that miracle that evening. He also hears our prayers. Like that kid in my German class told me, if you believe, you may experience this very miracle, or you may experience a miracle that is personal to you, which only God and you know. Keep on believing. Miracles do happen if one believes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, you only have to look up in the sky to go, of course, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Right.
And for anyone that's joining us late, be sure to listen to this show and all the other shows in the archives. That way you get all of the information and all of the fun that we're sharing on the show. Just for you, our listeners, our family. So with that, I'm going to take a moment to play one more sponsor here. If you really want to gift yourself with something nice, try making your own aromatic and beautiful and wonderful soaps. Wild111.com can do that for you.
I am going to ask you something kind of personal. Are you still buying your soap at the grocery or drugstore? What if you could personally design your soap to be as unique as you are? Not only can you design the color, texture, shape, and aroma of your own soap, but you can earn extra income designing and selling unique soaps to others. www.wild111.com, that is all number ones, will provide the supplies, molds, ingredients, and recipes, and even tips and videos to help you get started in your own original soaps. Pure ingredients mean pure clean, and can also be a relaxing, recuperating experience with a variety of healing ingredients and scents. Erase your stress and create your own expression today by visiting www.wild111.com.
Mm-hmm. Sounds wonderful on these cold nights. Get into a nice hot bath. Well, some people don't like baths. They like showers, and that would work too. But however, you can relax and enjoy the healing power of water combined with your own aromatic soaps that you personally designed just for you. Doesn't that sound lovely?
That's wonderful. Yeah.
It totally does.
All right. Should we take another caller?
Yes.
Oh, let's do, Area code 562, that's you.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Could we get your name, please?
This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi,
are you the Cheryl in the chat room?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Cheryl.
I'm in and out. But anyway, yes, that's me.
Okay, did you have a special Christmas memory you wanted to share?
Christmas memory. I remember when I was a little girl, I got my first coat when I was in junior high school, my first new coat. And maxi coats, remember in the 70s, the maxi coats?
Yeah.
Yep.
Am I dating myself or what? So anyway, I wanted a maxi coat, and a friend of the family gave my mother the money to buy me a maxi coat for Christmas.
Oh,
and when I ever opened up that box, I nearly cried because I've never had a new coat. It was my first new coat. We lived in Connecticut back east, and it was cold. And I always had an older sister, so she got all the new stuff, and I got the hand-me-downs. And so this was special because it was a brand-new coat, and it was a maxi coat, and I begged and begged and begged. I want a maxi coat. All the girls, everybody's wearing maxi coats and boots. Remember the knee-high boots?
Oh, yeah.
And the crochet hats and the crochet tops and you macrame the tops.
Yeah.
Does that bring back memories or what?
Wow.
I remember the Wonder Bread.
Totally.
Remember Wonder Bread, like your, you know, bread that you bread. The Wonder Bread had primary colors like reds and a bright red, bright blue, bright yellow. And
yeah,
a girlfriend of mine knitted, and she would cut the Wonder Bread into strips, and she would knit handbags. And I remember paying her to knit me a handbag, and she put a little button on it, and it was like a shoulder bag. It was and then a little rope around. So that was a long time ago, but my Christmas, my first brand new coat that didn't come from my sister.
All right.
So anyway,
that is a fantastic story.
I want to thank you for the memory because I remember all of that. In fact, I'll go you one farther. I remember they used to braid rugs for your floor, like your kitchen floor, your living room floor, out of Wonder Bread wrappers.
Oh, yes. That was very in style, the Weston braided rugs. They still have them. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
The
thanks
Western,
for the memories.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. In fact, I love it so much. You're going to also win some digital music from me.
And the paneling, remember the plastic paneling in the basement?
Yes. Do you remember
and the
mirror
ball, tile? Oh, the light, the little disco ball.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And all the globes, they would glow. They would get all hot. And they were lava lamps. That's what it was.
I have lamps.
Mm-hmm.
The neon yellow color.
They get very hot though, and they can catch fire.
Well, yeah, I've got it out away from anything so it won't. But Yeah, I have one still.
Oh, posters on the wall that glow in the dark, and you have a
Peter
black
Mac.
Light.
Black
Remember
light. Peter Mac?
Yeah.
Oh,
oh
wow.
My God. Yes. Yeah. And the shoes, you had the platform shoes.
Yep. Striped toe socks.
Yes.
Oh my goodness!
They have platform shoes now again. It's all coming back.
Yes, but they don't call them platform. They call them something else.
Oh, do they?
Don't they call them something else now?
I don't know. Maybe they do, but they're big now again.
Yeah.
I used to have them when I was a teenager.
I don't know. I fell down a couple times and twisted my ankle.
I did too. That hurt.
I don't know if they're all that safe.
It's an ankle.
Yeah.
They did make
but
me
anyway,
taller,
Cheryl,
though.
Do put into psychicsgonewild.com. Let them know that you are one of our prize winners tonight. And
okay.
Be sure to fill in your phone number because I wrote it down. And Jethro can match it up to make sure it's you. And you want some digital. And be sure to put in your email as well so I can send it to you. But what can we do for you? We got about 8 minutes left.
I had a meeting today. And a very important meeting, and I'm wondering how that went and if anything's going to come of it. It's not a job interview, so it's not a job, but I was wanting something and presenting something, and I'm wondering, they were just sitting there poker faced or what?
Okay, there was a woman in there that's kind of in charge of things that kind of wants things her own way from what they're showing me in the cards. But there's also a man that's in charge that was in this meeting that's very open to what you have to say. And I'm also getting on the last one, the Golden Liberation card, that for all the tension and stress you're going through with the situation, that it will work out to your advantage. That resonate?
There was two men in the room. The one behind the desk that I had the appointment with was a Mike. And his supervisor was Michael, and so there's two men, and so anyway, I was basically asking for criminal charges against somebody.
Okay, well, there seems
and
to
I
be a woman involved in this too.
Oh, there was
a
woman
is going to
jump
or,
in.
Or what?
So. What's going to happen? They were saying, well, I don't know. You know, civil is not the same as criminal. I don't know. You know, why do you think this is criminal? You know, I don't know. And I'm crying my heart out. Oh, my God. So I don't know. I'm kind of...
Well, at least one of the men seems to be sympathetic to you. There's some woman involved in this that's not really. But let's see what Jan has to say.
Hi, Cheryl. I got the pigeon for you, and it's just right there. So it says, you're about to receive an important message from an unexpected source in an unexpected way. Keep your mind on the goal that's just ahead. Stay with it, and you will get there. No matter where you are in the world, you can draw on the feeling of home by closing your eyes, remembering what it was like, and breathing in that feeling. If you're going through any kind of struggle, look to your family, close friends, for support and compassion. And if... I'm trying to see how this is relating to what you're going through right now. Gosh, I can't. And then it also says, you're proud of your accomplishments, but rather than resting on your laurels, you continue to aspire to other goals. And also it says if you... you have a ways to go with a project, and you need to keep endurance and perseverance to complete it. So, I
I heard you say something about criminal charges about something, and I wasn't quite sure what this case was all about. But it says to be steadfast with this project. You know, go all the way with it. You may have a long way to go, but you need to keep endurance so that you can keep with it. And I'd be so curious as to know what this is all about, but it's Lynn's turn now.
Okay, I have a goofy little problem here. I pulled my headphone out while you were asking your question, but I still wrote stuff down for you. So I'll keep what I've got written down. If you could tell me what your question was again, please.
I had an appointment today with the district attorney and his supervisor, a Mike and a Michael.
Okay.
And I am wanting criminal charges against a doctor.
Oh, okay.
And they were kind of, why do you think this is criminal? And I'm telling them, I gave them a three-ring binder, like an inch and a half thick, maybe 2 inches, it was thick, bubblegum pink, loaded with all kinds of, I did, you know, like you go to the library and do legal research. And I pulled and I did a lot of research and I had notes and I had all kinds of stuff in there. And he says, I noticed you have notes. He kept it. He said he would review it. They weren't promising anything. And so I really don't know one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't
okay.
promise anything. He'll look through it. So there were two men. The one behind the desk was African-American, and the one sitting next to me was Caucasian, and the supervisor. And so I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well, having not heard the question, here's what I wrote down for you. It twigged to me. There's an old story about a chap. It's a kind of an old, I can't think what they're called, stories that have meanings in them, right? And this guy, he goes through a whole bunch of different trials, and he keeps saying, when people say, oh, what an unfortunate situation you've had, the guy goes, who's to say what's good or bad? And he goes through all these different trials, but what the thing that happened to him, I can't remember how the story goes, but the initial bad thing that happened turned out to be fortunate in the end. That story twigged with me, and I wish I could remember the details of it, but basically it boils down to who's to say what's right or wrong or good or bad. Keep judgment at bay. And then I've got here, it's going to be a long wait before you're going to see any results. And I don't mean keep judgment at bay as regards what happened to you. Don't judge the situations that happen as a result of this. Like, don't, if you get a bad result, don't go, oh, that's it, I can't go through. Please go. I can't go through with this. You know, don't give up just because something seems to be bad. It's not talking about the thing with the doctor. It's talking about your reactions to as things unfold. Reserve your judgment as to whether they're good or bad. They may be just things that are happening toward a good end for you. You're going to have a long wait, and I'm seeing the month of May next year in 2015 as something coming of this, some result. They're going to stall you for quite a while, I think. And then the name Eric is coming up around you. Don't know what that means, but it's the name Eric. Okay, I'm not sure if he's on the other side or with us. But
well, we'll
you
leave
go.
You with that, Sarah. We've got about a half a minute left here. It's something you can consider, and be sure to listen in the archives. Thanks for calling, and don't forget to fill out the form to get your digital downloads. Okay. All right. Real quick, Dan, how can I get a hold of you?
Sure, at jandrake007 at hotmail.com and on the Psychics Gone Wild page, www.psychicsgonewild.com.
And Lynn?
Yay.
Yeah, I'm at worklight99@gmail.com for email, and my website is http://lbleasdale.wix.com/Lynn/Lynn.
All right. Well, tomorrow night, Jethro and Dina, stay tuned and stay wild. Good night.
Good night.